We turn now to a story out of Eau Claire and a local landmark that just barely escaped the bulldozers.
For decades, a huge ornamental pagoda stood atop a building near a major intersection in town. But with the building vacant for years, plans were made to demolish it and the pagoda along with it.
That didn't sit well with the community. Faced with impending demolition, a group of community members, businesses, and preservationists came together last week in an attempt to rescue the pagoda and transport it to safety.
Today in Curious Wisconsin, we look at the saga of Wu's Pagoda. And here to help us do that is Susan McLeod, director of the Chippewa Valley Museum. Susan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Susan, let's get some background on this. Where was this pagoda on top of the building in Eau Claire?
Well, it was sitting at the intersection of Hastings Way and Brackett Avenue. And until just a few years ago, Hastings Way was the main Highway 53 going up north from Highway from Interstate 94, and there's a bypass that's been built now, so it's no longer the main cutoff to head up north, and so that area is changing back more to a regular city street. But it is a very busy intersection, and this is a very recognizable landmark.
Well, that's the where. I'm curious about why there's a big pagoda sitting on top of this building.
Well, the restaurant was opened originally in 1950 by Jimmy Wu, who was immigrated from China to the United States in 1925 and eventually made his way to Eau Claire, where he began to work in the restaurant industry. And in 1950, he built his own restaurant. And then there are various stories about the next step in this. But we believe that very shortly after that, a person suggested to him that his business would improve if he had something more eye-catching on his building. And the suggestion was a pagoda structure, not an actual pagoda, obviously. And so the pagoda itself is about the same age as the restaurant building. And for many years, it was a marker on Highway 53, not just for residents, but for people heading north. Once you saw the pagoda, you knew you were in Eau Claire.
Exactly. As I heard you describe where it was, I've driven by this pagoda. But I wonder, for Pagoda 101, what is a pagoda and what did it look like?
Well, a pagoda in Asia would be a religious structure, but this was not. That was not its purpose. It was always decorative on top of the restaurant, which was a Chinese restaurant, so they were relating the image of the pagoda to the fact that it was a Chinese restaurant.
And I'm imagining, I've been to Eau Claire, I don't remember pagodas otherwise being a big part of the architecture there. This thing stood out, right?
It definitely did. It was our one and only pagoda, and still is.
And so the building that housed the pagoda is getting torn down. Why is the building getting torn down?
Well, the business was in the hands of the Wu family up until 1978. It continued as a Wu's restaurant under the same name for maybe 20 more years or more. And then it was sold and it became a bar with live music for a few years. And then that business was closed. So it has been sitting there on fairly prime real estate for Eau Claire, closed for a number of years. And so in the last year, the current owner had been in negotiations with CVS, the pharmacy company, about using the site for a pharmacy. And as that was about to go forward, that's when it became known in the community that likely the building would go and the pagoda with it.
So you're the director of the Chippewa Valley Museum. This demolition is happening. I imagine the museum signal goes up in the sky. What was your reaction to that?
Well, people had been talking to us actually for several years about the pagoda long before we thought there was any threat to it. It's not a small object. It's somewhere between, it's 20-some feet tall, probably. We haven't quite taken all its exact measurements yet. So you always have to question an object like that, whether you as a museum can handle something that is that big and whether you can take care of it. And the thing about it was that people from the community, in addition to just our own internal discussions about this object, people were calling the museum, emailing the museum, talking to each other back and forth on websites. In the East End neighborhood that the pagoda was on the edge of, the softball team, for example, is called the Pagodas. So for that area of town, it was a very significant, iconic structure. For the whole town, it was a landmark, an iconic thing that, you know, sort of told you where you were in town. And for people traveling back and forth on Highway 53, it told you you were in Eau Claire. So it had a lot of significance to a lot of different people.
Were you surprised that people felt so strongly about this, that they had an attachment to it that would, you know, last enough to prevent a destruction of it?
No, I'm not surprised at that. I feel that people do often feel the loss of things that help them identify themselves with their community. There have been some losses of some significant structures, or there may be some losses of significant structures in Eau Claire in the near future. And those were things that really, maybe there wasn't a way to interact with this. Now, in no part of this was anyone really talking about trying to save the restaurant building itself. It was really the pagoda that was on top of it. And so that is a more feasible thing that you can try to do. But given the time frame, the fact that once it became known that the property was going to be sold for another purpose that would cause the site to be cleared, until the time when it would have to be cleared, there were only about maybe 2 months, 2.5 months, and then in the last 3 or 4 weeks, it became known that not only was the pagoda at risk, but that the time was very short. And so then people from the community came forward when asked if they could help figure out how to do this in this short period of time. They really came forward to help.
So, and how did they do that? How did this come together, and what did they do to save the pagoda?
Well, a number of people had shown some interest in it, and they tried to get an idea of how it was actually built so that it could be determined if it could even be done. And once that became clearer, a man named Dick Hayek, who likes to work on these kinds of operations and had worked on several others, came forward, and he said he could make contacts. And the museum has a lot of friends in the business community in Eau Claire, and eventually 5 or 6 different businesses brought the heavy equipment and carried out the move, which is, you know, not, you just can't walk over and pick up a 20-foot high pagoda. That's a big operation. And so all of these different parts of the community came forward to figure out if this was possible and then to carry it out.
Must have been kind of surreal, huh? This giant pagoda gliding through town to its next destination?
Well, of course, that would have been quite surreal. But in fact, it couldn't be carried upright.
Uh-huh.
So really one of the tricky parts of it, for two reasons. One, if it could potentially be going under wires that weren't, if you have to remove the wires, you make a much bigger operation out of it. And also, in a true pagoda fashion, it has projecting points that curve out from all the corners, kind of going up in layers. And you couldn't, and those are wood, and you couldn't lay it down and have those corners taking the weight of the whole pagoda. So it was, the top part of it was taken off. It has a steel understructure. It had kind of a loop at the top where they were connected together that they could hook onto, and they could, it was not actually sitting flat on the roof. It was, the steel legs were sitting on footings on the roof, so they could cut it free and brace it and then bring it off the roof and then tip it onto a flatbed truck. The flatbed truck had been donated. One of the big construction companies in our area sent over someone with what they call cribbing, which are basically just big lengths of about 8x8 timbers, and it was kind of like playing Lincoln Logs, placing them all along this this tapering form so that it could be solid on the flatbed, laying on its side without any of those curved projections touching.
So you've got it saved, you've got it moved. Now what? What is the ultimate destination of the pagoda, and what are people going to do with it?
Well, the museum doesn't really take things that it doesn't have an interpretive purpose for. Mm-hmm. We may not have an immediate interpretive purpose. We may not plan to exhibit it for long periods of time. We have a number of artifacts that are like that, where we can only use them occasionally, often just because of their size. And so at the moment, there was no place. The museum is sitting in Carson Park, which is a large city park in Eau Claire. There is no place on our grounds right now that we could put it, but the museum has a future plan for improving the exterior of the building, doing some site work to create a seating area. And at that time, and that plan is, it's not underway, but the design of it has been developed. And so at that time, we think we can adapt the plan so that the pagoda could sit on the museum grounds. In the meantime, it's in a temporary location. And anytime you accept a large artifact, you have to do a lot of thinking. One of our large artifacts is a 1931 fire truck. It's not easy to manage. You can't even drive it very easily. It has mechanical brakes. And another one, it used to be the centerpiece of our first regional mall, and it was a replica of Big Ben, the clock tower in London, called Little Ben, because it was London Square Mall. And that artifact also belongs to the museum. It's a little bit shorter than the pagoda, so it will have an inside location soon.
Okay, Susan, we'll watch for the pagoda on the museum grounds, hopefully in not too long. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your interest.
And we sent out the word. We've got a lot of pictures coming into the pagoda. We'll have that up on the WPR.org site, I believe, later today. That was Susan McLeod. She's director of the Chippewa Valley Museum, talking about Wu's Pagoda.